This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. As we head into Father's Day weekend, we take a look at the critical role dads play in raising their kids, specifically research that defines the physiological and psychological benefits to kids when their fathers play an integral role in their upbringing. Reporter Richard Knox details those findings in a new post for WBUR's Common Health blog. We asked him about some of the most striking discoveries.
I think one really fascinating thing is that even before birth, father's involvement in the pregnancy can make a meaningful, measurable difference in pregnancy outcomes. And that means things like prematurity. There's a lower rate of prematurity if the father's involved in before birth, and low birth weight and infant mortality. I don't think it's entirely clear why that is. It may be because if the father's supportive of his partner, then there's less stress on the woman. But it's really real.
And you also point to evidence of the positive impact of fathers on their children's intellectual development and their mental health as the kids grow up. What's the fresh research there?
There's some old research that's now being sort of newly appreciated, and then there's some new research on the cognitive front. For instance, way back in 1983, Dr. Michael Yogman, who's a Boston pediatrician who's a pioneer in fatherhood research, discovered what's called synchrony. And if you study the interaction between fathers and babies, mothers and babies, you find that both their facial expressions and their heart rates of fathers and babies are synchronized, as well as mothers and babies. But it's different. When the father is interacting with the baby, there are higher peaks and lower valleys in heart rate of both father and baby. And when the mother is interacting, there's a more modulated calming effect. But more recently, there have been some functional MRI studies that look into the brains of fathers, mothers, and babies. And they find that different areas of the brain light up in fathers and in mothers when they're interacting with their babies. Another really interesting thing, I think, is that these physiologic responses are different if you're interacting with your child than if you're interacting with a stranger's child. So there's something really innate about the interaction between parents and children and fathers and children in particular that is really important and worth noting and worth studying a lot more.
Well, Richard, in your Common Health piece, you also point to this month's issue of the journal Pediatrics that features a report focusing on pediatricians' roles in supporting fathers in the care and development of their children. And what are the recommendations for doctors?
Well, I think the overall recommendation is that pediatricians should involve fathers, and they should encourage fathers to come to well-child visits. They should ask questions of dads about their involvement with their kids, about their concerns about the kids. I mean, everything from disciplinary to, you know, how do I do this, what do I do in this case, or whatever. Pediatricians forever have been involved with moms, less so with dads. And so that's sort of the main message here. And I think, again, there's a cultural thing that needs to change.
The June Pediatrics Journal article also points out there are systemic barriers for fathers to become involved in their kids' health care, including, you know, inconvenient doctor's office hours and inability for dads to get time off from work, but also the problems of maternal gatekeeping and lack of parenting confidence. What's that all about?
I think that there's a sense that mothers know best. That's really kind of deeply ingrained in many people's psyche, partly based upon their own upbringing. There's a recent survey that hasn't been published yet from Mass General, and they studied about 400 brand new fathers. And they found that a lot of them really do feel insecure. They really feel as though they need and want more support in understanding how to raise children, how to support their partners in the enterprise of raising kids.
Well, Richard, in the overall view of the role of fathers, what would you say the takeaway is for fathers, mothers, doctors, educators, everyone involved?
I think the takeaway really is that there are lots of reasons to make sure that dads are involved in child care, child rearing, early and often. We know now and appreciate more that men are really wired to be dads, that there is a biological basis for fatherhood just as there is for motherhood. And then there are social policy implications. Everything from paternity leave to supporting incarcerated fathers. I mean, there's a million things that you could imagine doing to really support dads, and that'll pay off big.
Richard Knox, senior correspondent for WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon.